Welcome, everyone. This is Jerry Anderson from the Anchorage LIO. Do I have Chair Lee Holmes on with us?
Yes, you do, Jerry.
I think we're ready to start.
Okay.
I guess I could have went and got signed in. Should have done that. No.
Okay, this is the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. It's April 13th, 2021, and I'm showing 9:03 a.m. We'll call the meeting to order. Welcome, everybody. Jackie, are we ready to start the recording? I'm not hearing Jackie. Jerry is.
We are recording now.
Okay. Jerry, if you could take a roll call.
All right. Senator David Wilson.
Here.
Senator Tom Begich.
Here.
Representative Sarah Hannan. Representative Sarah Hannan has previously said she would not be present. Representative Chris Tuck as the alternate.
Present.
Representative Delana Johnson.
Present.
Member Skip Cook.
Here.
Member Connor Thomas.
I'm here, but I will say my connection sounds a little shaky, so I don't know for how long.
All right. Member Joyce Anderson.
Here.
Member Deb Fancher.
Here.
Chair and Member Lee Holmes.
Here.
With that, we have a quorum to conduct business. I understand that we may have some alternate legislative members attending also, but we have a full attendance at the full committee today.
And Jerry, this is Selena Johnson, and I have a conflicting finance meeting. So I'm going to stay on here as long as I can, but I may have to hop off if there's a vote.
Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Do we have anybody else online for the meeting attending telephonically?
Well, this is Jerry Jackson. I'm alternate.
Welcome, Senator. Anybody else on the line telephonically? Okay. Jerry, at your office, I assume we have Jackie Yeagle and Jerry Anderson in attendance as well. Jerry, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Due to the telephonic nature, please identify yourself each time you speak for the benefit of everybody else on the teleconference. And today we have an agenda for the full committee. Expect the meeting to last about 45 minutes. Everybody should have received the package. I'll ask for a motion to approve the agenda for today.
This is Senator Begich. I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the agenda as submitted. Any objections? Hearing none, agenda is approved for today. First item up will be the approval of minutes. We have the September 22nd, 2020 full committee meeting minutes. It's under tab B. Everybody should review those. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Connor Thomas. I would submit a motion to approve the minutes of September 22, 2020.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Do we have any objections? Hearing no objections, the meeting minutes are approved for the full committee. Next item is under tab C. That is the approval of the minutes from the September 22nd, 2020 Senate subcommittee meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
Mr. Senator Tom Begich, I move to approve those minutes.
Thank you, Senator. Do we have any objections? Hearing none, those meeting minutes are approved. Okay, next item up is public comment. Do we have any anybody online other than the committee itself?
Chair Holmes, at this point in time, this is Jerry Anderson. I'd just like to ask if anyone is on speaker on their phone, if they would go off of their speaker on their phone, because we're getting a lot of feedback back with that. Thank you.
Hold on just a second. I'm having some issues here. Okay. Next item up, number five on the agenda is the election of committee chairs 21-22. The statutory requirements are for your tab B, that is AS 24.60.130. We will open the nomination for Senate chair position. Do we have any nomination for Senate chair position? Who is the current vice chair, if you just remind us all?
Mr. Chair, this is Joyce. Yeah, I was going to say that I think we should, for those people that are unfamiliar or don't remember, I was chair of the Senate subcommittee for the last 2 years and full chair of the committee in 2019. And Lee, you were chair of the Senate, the House subcommittee, and Connor was vice chair, and you were the full chair in 2020, and Deb was my vice chair. So that lets everyone know who was chair and vice chair before.
Thank you, Joyce. Given that, do we have a for the chair, typically Deb Spencer as the vice chair would step that position? Do we have a nomination?
Mr. Chairman, you're breaking up. Is there a way that when you're talking, you could be off speaker?
Hold on just a second. I'll switch over. Okay, is that any better?
It might also help if everyone mutes themselves when they're not speaking.
I think that's actually the best answer.
Okay. At this point, do we have a nomination for the chair position for the Senate subcommittee?
This is Connor Thomas. The chair of the Senate subcommittee will be the chair of the committee for the remainder of this year. Is that right?
That is correct, Connor.
Okay. And let me just ask Deb whether or not she's interested in doing that.
You know, Connor, this is Deb Banter, and I don't have a problem doing that, but if somebody else would like to do it, I would most certainly step aside and let them do so.
Okay, well, unless there's an objection, I would nominate Deb Banter for chair of the Senate subcommittee.
Okay.
Does that require a second? If so, I'd second it.
Actually, I'm not sure if that requires a second or not. Jerry, is there a procedure for requiring a second for nominations?
This is Jerry Anderson. Traditionally, we have not had seconds when we've had nominations, and we've looked at the slate to see if we would do those individually per election also. In other words, if there's only one nominated for each position, that we may proceed that way also.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations for a Senate chair position? Hearing no other nominations, we'll open the nominations for the Senate vice chair position. Is there a desire by anybody on the committee to take that position?
Mr. Chair, this is Joyce. I will take that position, or if okay to have someone nominate me for that.
This is Connor Thomas, and I would nominate Joyce Anderson.
Okay. We have a nomination of Joyce Anderson for vice chair for the Senate subcommittee. Are there any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, we will move on to nominations for the House chair position. Currently, as mentioned, the vice chair is Connor Thomas. Connor, are you interested in taking on the chair position?
I'm happy to do it, or willing to do it, I should say.
Okay.
Lee, this is Deb Fancher, and I nominate Connor.
Turnabout, fair play. Thank you, Deb. Appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Okay, then any other nominations for House chair position? Hearing no other nominations, we'll open the nominations for House vice chair position.
This is Connor Thomas, and I would nominate Skip Kristoff.
Okay. Skip, any objections? Okay. Any other nominations for House Vice Chair? Hearing no other nominations, on the motion that all nominations cease.
This is Connor Thomas, and I would move all nominations cease.
Okay. Given we have one member at each nominated position, we will call a vote for the slate as presented, and that slate of candidates is Deb Fancher for Senate Chair, Joyce Anderson for Senate Vice Chair, Connor Thomas for House Chair, and Skip Cook for House Vice Chair. Jerry, would you call a vote for that slate of candidates, please?
This is Jerry Anderson. Senator David Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Chris Tuck.
Yes.
Member Skip Cook.
Yes.
Member Connor Thomas.
Yes.
Representative Delana Johnson. Representative Johnson. Showing abstain or absent.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Showing yay. Member Joyce Anderson.
Yes.
Yes.
Member Deb Fancher.
Yes.
Member Lee Holmes.
Yes.
Senator Tom Bacon.
Yes.
Yes.
That being approved by all members of the committee for both the House and Senate.
Okay. As the current chair, I do have the full agenda here in front of me. I know that Deb Fancher would be stepping in. Deb, would you like me to continue as the chair through the remainder of this meeting and take on chair responsibilities post-meeting? Or would
yes,
you like
please.
To take over
thank
at this point?
Yes, thank
okay.
you, Lee. No.
Okay. I'll continue chairing the meeting, and at the end, I'll gladly hand you the gavel. So, next item up, number six on our agenda is the chair and staff report. There's a management log review on tab E in your packet.
This is Jerry Anderson. And this is an opportunity for the committee members just to review the informal advice that has been given under AS 2460-158, a number of unique requests for informal advice. Of course, this does not include routine inquiries that we have through the office. So if you have any questions, you can address those to the staff at this time.
Okay, do we have any comments or questions for Mr. Anderson on the staff reports?
This is Senator Begich. Just a very quick question to you, Jerry. Is there any one of these? I've looked at them all, but is there any one that you would want to call our attention to as particularly unique or substantive? I mean, I've read them all, and we've heard variations on these themes over the years.
This is Jerry Anderson. Just as a general comment, of course, this past year we had lots of questions concerning absentee ballots and putting those into newsletters and the process into newsletters. And, of course, you can see my answers there that generally, you know, allowed that to go into newsletters. And so that was unique this last year. We also had one other unique one where we had a very informal organization that did not have any physical location, did not have, you know, physical location meetings, but this person did serve in a board capacity and asked if disclosure was necessary on a worldwide organization, and the answer was yes. And so that, again, just brings out how wide-reaching our disclosure process is for boards and commissions.
Thank you,
Chair. Okay. Any additional questions for Mr. Anderson regarding the staff report and the items that on the tab E? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to item 6B, which is public member committee appointment update. Attached to the packet, you will find the resume for Skip Cook and the resume for Gerald Macbeth. And these are the two, Skip Cook as the public member and Gerald Macbeth as the public alternate member. Any comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll continue to move along. The next item up is the ethics disclosures. Those are tabs H, I, and J. Those are a list of the different disclosures which were filed. There's a year-to-year comparison. Jerry, thank you very much for pulling this information together. It's very interesting to see how the numbers change over the years. Do we have any questions for Mr. Anderson in regards to these ethics disclosure spreadsheets?
Mr. Chair,
hey,
this is
Connor Thomas.
Go ahead, Connor.
Connor, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to back up a minute, and I should have asked Jerry, what is the status on the appointment of the members?
This is Jerry Anderson. Our members have been ratified by both bodies, and so both Skip Cook and the alternate are in place at this point in time.
Okay. If I knew that, I'd forgotten it. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Connor.
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Begich. I have a question. You said the disclosures are a year-to-year comparison, but I'm just seeing the 2020 year here.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Anderson, I can help with that, I think. In tab...
I see it, Jerry.
H is, and then tab I is from year to year. You'll notice that in 2020 we had a severe drop-off in the gifts of travel and hospitality just due to, no COVID-related travel. From legislators where normally they would be filing a lot of those. And so you can see there's the drop that we had in 2020 in disclosures is almost entirely due to that one category. And in 2021, you can see year to date what we've had. And that one's in the following tab, J. So there's three separate tabs on disclosures. One, just the 2020 alone, the next one being a comparison from year to year, and then the third one being just 2021 to date.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Joyce, do you still have a question?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. I was looking at the disclosures filed in March compared to what they were in 2020 in the state contracts, leases, and grants. And it looks like in 2020, there were 19 legislators that had state contracts, leases, and grants in the Senate, one in the House, which ended up to be 20 legislators and then three staffers for a total of 23. And then looking at it this year, it's dramatically reduced. So I don't know if that had to do with the change in makeup or what. I mean, that just seems like a dramatic change. Jerry, do you have any comment on that?
This is Jerry Anderson. I have not looked specifically at that issue, but I may look at that in some detail and give a brief email back to members concerning that issue.
I'm just concerned that maybe there are some legislators that should have been filing those that didn't, considering there was such a drop in number. So just that was just my comment and observation regarding the numbers and then my concern. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Joyce. Do we have any other follow-up questions regarding the spreadsheets on the ethics disclosures? Okay. Next up is update on collection of unpaid fines. Jerry, as far as I know, we have none.
At this point in time, we have one unpaid fine from long ago. Former Representative Alan Dick still owes a balance for the fine that he was in, and that amount on it, which was a rather large fine to begin with, is now down to $3,695. And we also have one other recent fine from April 8th for an inadvertent late filing in the amount of $25 that hasn't been paid. But that we don't consider it's still within the time frame to be paid because our letters normally allow them 30 days to pay.
Okay. And what is our procedures for the larger fine that is obviously old?
We have been receiving payments on that, not exactly monthly, but for example, in 2020, we received $1,200 towards that fine from former Representative Alan Dick. And we've received amounts like that similar in the past. And so it's getting paid off. It's just not real quickly. But I think at least good faith efforts towards payments, which we've allowed in the past.
This center baggage. Jerry, how much? I didn't catch the amount that's remaining on that one.
The amount that's remaining on that is $3,695.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry, for the clarifications there. Any other questions on the collection of unpaid fines? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to the new internship program contained in tab K in regards to the Seattle University School of Law. And this is a document submitted by for the an externship for the Seattle University School of Law that does fall under our guidance. Jerry, what, if anything, do we need to know about this information provided?
This is Jerry Anderson. Information on the internship program for committee members. We do maintain a list of approved universities and organizations that have internships. This was an addition. It was reviewed by the administrator and through the chair, and based on that, it was approved. Our procedure is then it goes before the committee just for review, and if there's any questions concerning it or whether or not it should be continued on the list. I don't see anything out of the ordinary with regard to this particular one other than they like to call their program an extern rather than an intern.
Okay. Do we have any committee members have comments or questions in regards to the Seattle University School of Law externship program?
Mr. Chair, this is Joyce Anderson. I have one question.
Please go ahead.
I didn't see in the materials presented that there was going to be a final report that was prepared by the person who would be filling the position, and I know that's one of our requirements, and maybe that's in some of the other material that was submitted, but I did not see that on the paperwork in front of us. So, Jerry, I'm assuming that there will be a final report submitted by the individual?
Yes. That is part of that, and the committee did not receive the full packet of material with regard to this externship, which was maybe a 16 to 20 pages long.
Thank you, Jerry.
Joyce, to address that, on the last page of, or page three of the, or the second page of that profile form, the agency sponsoring the internship must provide to the legislative office, and then there's a bottom, an evaluation provided upon completion, i.e. report, paper, or presentation that describes the experience, what the intern learned, and or recommendations for change. I think that's kind of a consolidation of our report requirement that we have at the end of the internship.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I thought I had read over every single page, but I missed that. Thank you.
Any additional comments or questions? Okay. Hearing none, there's next item up is publications. First item was the 2020 Public Decision Booklet. That's AS 24.60.150, subsection A, subsection 3. Jerry, any issues on that?
This is Jerry Anderson. There was only one published decision in that booklet that you all as committee members and as legislators should have received. And that, of course, dealt with just a small matter that we had last fall. And so that was the only public decision that was made. And that was a very thin booklet for the Ethics Committee.
Okay. Any questions or comments by the committee members on the public decisions booklet? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to the 2021 Standards of Conduct Handbook that was revised earlier this year in February. Jerry, any comments you would like to make on that?
Yeah, this is Jerry Anderson. The change that was made to the Standards of Conduct Handbook on that February 12th was only the addition of that approved internship program with Seattle University School of Law. And that, of course, is listed in the handbook in the appendix. So that was made part of the Standards of Conduct Handbook. And so that was the only change in February 12th, was just the addition of that name on the list.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Do we have any questions by committee members on the Standards of Conduct Handbook? Hearing none, we'll move into item two, which is the 2021 ethics training. Jerry, can you give us a rundown of how the training went this year?
Yes. Ethics training consisted of two segments provided by NCSL personnel, and a third segment that was through our office here. And those that were involved in the NCSL training had sessions online, involved 472 people. And since then, of course, we've had the tapes from those sessions online. And so as of April 12th, we've totally trained 541 through that process. And so as of April 9th, we have two that are in the process of being trained that are recent hires, but none that is delinquent in doing the ethics training. And so the total that we've done year to date is 541. But 472 were through the Zoom sessions with NCSL, and they did an excellent job of attending each one of those. And so we had recorded versions of that, and that's what people are looking at now that have come on after that date.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Do we have any questions for Mr. Anderson from the committee? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the budget. That is tab L and tab M, or no documents for tab M, but for tab L, the budget summary. Jerry, is there any issues or concerns that you'd like to point out on the budget that you provided to us?
This is Jerry Anderson. The budget summary that I've provided showed just the spending fiscal year to date, and of course we're way down with that. We've not expended any of our travel funds. We've not used any of our outside attorney or investigator funds that normally would have come out of services. And so right now we look like we're going to have lapsed significant numbers just because of the circumstances that we've been in, including having been limited to telephonic meetings. Our budget for the next year is flat. So at this point in time, the House Bill 69 for fiscal year 22 right now shows that we are flat in our funding. And so we don't see particular concerns with that. But like I said, at this point in time, it looks like we're, you know, good through our funding through fiscal year 21.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions from committee members for Mr. Anderson regarding the budget as presented or the budget as proposed being flat for fiscal year 22? Okay. Jerry, thank you for that presentation. Now moving on, we have the contract report. Pretty simple. We have no outside current contract because there's no expenditure in fiscal year 21, no investigator contract, no expenditure in fiscal year 21. Gary, anything you want to add to that? It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I as mentioned in our budget, just because of, a good thing, I guess, lack of ethics complaints that need to be investigated. We've not had to expend funds either with outside counsel and investigator.
Okay. Do we have any questions or concerns regarding the contract report from the committee members? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item five, which is the 2021 legislation update. Jerry, would you like to discuss the that?
Yes. Yes, this is Jerry Anderson. And although we have a number that are shown under the legislative, or rather the ethics subject matter, one that was a recent change out of the House bill, that being HB 62, that involved legislators solemnizing marriages, where they have that authority. There's an amendment that was made in the House Judiciary that would allow a legislator who's solemnizing a marriage to accept travel and hospitality primarily for the purpose of solemnizing a marriage under AS 2505-261A4. So this would be a change in our conflicts of interest statute, AS 2460-030A, and would add that to the list that would not be a conflict, like acceptance of campaign contributions, solicitation or acceptance of contributions for a charity event as defined under statute, or acceptance of a gift under 060, or rather 075 or 080. And so this would be new, that would allow that, a legislator accepting travel or hospitality primarily for the purpose of solemnizing a marriage under AS 2505-261A4. An example that was given in the hearing was people want to get married on a glacier and take a helicopter ride through the glacier. Well, if a legislator was solemnizing that marriage, part of that marriage ceremony, they could accept that helicopter ride to the glacier to do that.
Okay. Any comments or questions by the committee members as to this proposed legislation? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on to other business. Anything we haven't discussed yet that we need to discuss? Okay, hearing none, we're at the end of our set agenda. I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved is Senator Begich.
Thank you, Senator Begich. We have motion to adjourn. And no objections. Hearing none, we are adjourned, and I am showing 9:40 a.m. Thank you all. We're just 5 minutes away from the start of the Senate subcommittee, which will be chaired by Joyce Anderson. And Jerry, do we start that exactly at 9:45, or can we segue directly into that?
I think we should start at 9:45. This is Joyce.
It is your committee. I will let you start at 9:45. Please, everybody, be back in 4 minutes for the start of the Senate committee, and that will be chaired by Joyce. Thank you.
Are we able to stay online? Is that all right?
Yes.
Yes.
The Senate members.
Yes. The